Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I pray that this jumpstart inspires you, encourages you, maybe even challenges you, and jumpstarts your day. A couple of friends of mine recommended an incredible preacher that I've been listening to quite a bit lately. His name is G. Craig Lewis. You need to look him up. His ministry is titled EX Ministries. You can look him up on YouTube. You can look him up on podcasts. You need to listen to him because his message is incredible. But he said something today that just rocked my world. We all struggle with our feelings, don't we? Our feelings can be very deceiving. Our feelings can make us believe that God is far away. He's distant and aloof. Our feelings can make us feel like we're not going to make it. Our feelings can push us into anxiety and depression. Our feelings can make us or give us chill bumps because one of our favorite worship songs is playing. Our feelings can make us believe that those chill bumps indicate that God is present. Our feelings can push us into making bad decisions. Our feelings can push us into compromise and conforming to the ways of the world because we want to fit in. Feelings can be deceiving. Should we trust our feelings? Well, what G. Craig Lewis said blew my mind. He said, "Forsake your feelings for what is written. Forsake your feelings for what is written." And that gets hard for people. That gets hard for me. It gets hard for all of us. Because our feelings may tell us, hey, we're not going to make it. Our feelings may tell us, well, the doctor said we only have a certain amount of time to live. Or our feelings may tell us that the report is bad. Our feelings may tell us a lot of things, but if we forsake those feelings for what is written, our feelings are going to change. Our attitude's going to change. If we forsake our feelings for what the Word of God says, it's going to change us as individuals. It's going to change the way we think. It's going to change the way we act. It's going to change the way we talk. But most of us live based on how we feel. And our feelings really have nothing to do with the truth that's found in God's Word. I love it when someone tells me I'm struggling with anxiety and depression and negative thoughts, and yet they listen to negative music, they read their horoscope, they seek out psychic advisors, and they watch horrible things on television and go to horrible movies. And they wonder why their feelings are all messed up. They wonder why the Word of God isn't changing the way they think. If you've listened to me for any period of time, you know I love Romans 12, 1 and verses 1 and 2. It says that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh, we can renew our mind in the things of this world. I'm dumbfounded by Christians who seek after self-help gurus, celebrities and athletes, horoscopes and psychic readers, and they think that this is going to change the way they think. The only thing that's going to change the way we think and renew our mind is God's Word. And our feelings can be so deceptive. Our feelings can drive us to anxiety because we're not standing and trusting in the one who has a message for us in His Word. You know, God's Word is a love letter to us. God's letter brings us peace and joy. God's Word will quiet down those feelings of anxiety, will quiet down those feelings of anxiousness, those feelings of worry that keep you up at night. We trust in our feelings way too much. We've become an offended nation. Let me say that again. We've become an offended nation. And the Bible says that when everyone around us is offended, that Jesus' return is near. And if you look around, everybody's living by their feelings. Everybody's offended about something. It's unbelievable what I see on the news. It's unbelievable what I see in my coworkers. It's unbelievable what I hear from my friends. We let our feelings dictate how we feel about COVID-19. We let our feelings dictate how we feel about wearing masks, whether pro or against. What does God's word say about all of it? Because God's word is very clear that he will be our protector. He will keep us safe. God's word is very clear that he is our healer. And then we try to justify it by saying, well, God wants us to have discernment. Okay. Are those your feelings talking? Or is that the word talking? Because yes, God wants us to have discernment, but some things God is very clear about and doesn't need to give you discernment about because he's clear about it in his word. And yet, we base how we feel. We let our feelings define our faith. My friends, that can't happen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God and hearing from God in his word over and over again. If we're defining our faith on our feelings, we have no faith. Because faith has nothing to do with our feelings. Faith has to do with believing in something we cannot see. We better not allow our feelings to define our faith, or we are standing on shaky ground. Our foundation will crumble if we live by our feelings. I mean, there are things that are good things that we define by our feelings. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, let's say we're sitting in church and a song has a powerful effect over us and we feel that song and we feel a certain way. We have to be able to discern if those are our personal feelings because it's our favorite song, or if it's really the power of the Holy Spirit moving inside of us. Some people think that if you get chill bumps running up and down your spine, that has to be the Holy Spirit. I've had chill bumps running up and down my spine when I've heard people sing the national anthem. I've had chill bumps running up and down my spine when I've heard incredibly talented people sing. We have to stand on God's word and not allow our feelings to dictate who we are. It's easier said than done, my friends. It's easier said than done. We allow our feelings to get in the way of apologizing to somebody when they've wronged us or when we've wronged somebody else. We allow ourselves to not talk to siblings and friends for years because of our feelings. Forsake your feelings and stand on what is written in God's word. Forsake your feelings for what is written. Jesus did that when he was tempted in the garden, when he was fasting for 40 days. The devil tried to tempt him. And it would have been easy for Jesus to say, man, I'm hungry and I'm tired. But he forsook his feelings for what was written. What is your "it is written" that you use to go above and beyond your feelings. Because your feelings are going to tell you you're never going to make it. Your feelings are going to tell you, oh, the doctor said it's a bad report. Your feelings are going to tell you that all is lost. But what does God's word say about it? That's what matters. Your feelings, they matter. But they only matter when they're backed up by God's word. Your feelings matter when you're standing on the truth found in God's word. If your feelings are based on the world or a self-help guru or a motivational speaker or a psychic or your horoscope, you are standing on shaky ground and you will fall. Mark my words. Forsake your feelings for what is written. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.